Habsburg Catholicism was a convenient religion. When the mind boggled, there was always God, waiting in the wings to take the rap. Connie handed me the check and plucked at a clump of mascara, hanging at the end of her left eyelash. "I'm telling you, it's fucking hard to be classy," she said. The garage Ranger recommended was in a small light industrial complex that had its backside rammed up against Route 1. The complex consisted of 6 concrete bunker-type buildings painted yellow, the color faded by time and highway exhaust. At the inception of the project, the complex architect had most likely envisioned grass and shrubs. The reality was hard-packed dirt littered with butts and styrofoam cups and some spiky weeds. Each of the 6 buildings had its own paved drive and parking lot. I slowly drove past Capital Printing and A&J Extrusions and stopped at the entrance to Al's Auto Body. 3 bay doors had been set into the front of the building, but only one gaped open. Bashed in, rusted cars in various stages of disassembly were crammed into the junkyard at the rear, and late-model fender-bended cars were parked adjacent to the 3rd bay, in a chain-link fenced compound topped with razor wire. I rolled into the lot and parked next to a black Toyota 4x4 that had been jacked up on wheels that were sized for a backhoe. I'd stopped at the bank on the way and deposited my recovery check. I knew exactly how much money I was willing to spend on an alarm system, and I wasn't willing to pay a penny more. Most likely the job couldn't be done for my price, but it wouldn't hurt to inquire. I opened the car door and stepped outside into oppressive heat, breathing shallowly so I didn't suck in any more heavy metals than was necessary. The sun looked squalid this close to the highway, the pollution diluting the light, compressing the image. The sound of an air wrench carried out of the open bay.